This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Christians in Sri Lanka are praying at home Sunday, 1 week after a series of deadly bombings by Islamist militants. The Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith, held a televised mass attended by the President and the Prime Minister.
We are truly sorry for all the families that have lost their loved ones and their dear ones. And I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, please pray for them.
The country's former Chief Justice, Sarath Silva, joined more than 100 Buddhist monks to remember the victims of the Easter Sunday bombings.
But unfortunately, what has happened is happened. And it is our duty to express our solidarity with the totality of the Sri Lankan population.
Outside San Diego, California, authorities say a 19-year-old man opened fire on a synagogue on the last day of Passover, killing one woman and wounding three others. President Donald Trump says America's heart is with the victims.
Our entire nation mourns the loss of life, prays for the wounded, and stands in solidarity with the Jewish community. We forcefully condemn the evil of anti-Semitism and hate, which must be defeated.
San Diego County Sheriff William Gore says he has no details on a motive. Airstrikes hit the Libyan capital overnight as Eastern forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar continued their campaign to take Tripoli. Haftar's Libyan National Army has repeatedly flown airstrikes since starting an offensive 3 weeks ago to take the capital held by the internationally recognized government. The Tripoli forces have pushed back the LNA on the ground in some southern suburbs in recent days. You're listening to VOA News. Spaniards are voting today in a tightly contested national election. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Polling shows no party's close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility. The campaign has focused on Spaniards' hearts rather than their wallets, for the first time since the financial crisis. As political commentators have been pointing out, though, one result is certain from the choice of leading candidates. Spain's next prime minister will be young, cosmopolitan, white and male.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Mozambican authorities are urging people to seek higher ground to avoid the flooding and mudslides that are expected in the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The flooding is worsening, with waters now waist high in places. The government has urged people to immediately seek higher ground. Hundreds of thousands of Mozambicans are at risk. Residents in the region's main city, Pemba, are reported to be frantic as rushing waters flood their homes and heavy rains fall. Women and girls have used buckets and pots to try to scoop the torrent from their front yards, but in vain as the water has continued to pour in. Authorities say there have been a number of deaths after Cyclone Kenneth arrived Thursday evening with the force of a Category 4 hurricane. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from Kenneth stands at 5. Pope Francis is donating $500,000 to help migrants stranded in Mexico as they try to reach the U.S. border. A statement from the Vatican says vital aid for the migrants was falling as global media coverage of the crisis decreased. The Pope has previously criticized President Trump's aim of building a wall to keep migrants out. The U.S. has put pressure on Mexico's government to stem the so-called caravans of people from Central America heading north. The box office numbers for the full weekend don't come in for a little while, but Avengers Endgame is already smashing records. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
And Avengers Endgame is doing exactly what the Walt Disney Company hoped, wiping out the competition, setting multiple box office records just a day after its release. Its Thursday previews and Friday opening brought in a record $156.7 million in North America, easily topping Star Wars The Force Awakens and Avengers Infinity War.
This is the fight of our lives.
It also set a record globally with $644 million by the end of Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you've been listening to VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel in Washington. VOA News.